Facilities and the opportunities to be able to influence them with the Word of God, and God would be well pleased to have His Word presented, and we're looking forward to that opportunity. So let's pray that God would bless His Word. He's already promised that His Word will not return unto Him void, but will accomplish that which He has intended, and we know that He is not willing that any should perish, that all should come unto repentance. So we know that He wants every one of these children to come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's pray to that end. There's so many young people today around our church and the unchurched community that does not know, these children do not know who Jesus is. And we want to be able to tell them. And so let's pray to that end. Today is our Vacation Bible School dedication service. For those that are just joining us here with our broadcast there with the internet, we're glad that you can join us. I wanted you to understand that and understand this emphasis upon dedication today. We're going to have all of our workers come up at the end of the service and have a prayer of dedication for them. Understanding that dedication and what God, how God sees that is important. There are several words in Scripture that God uses that gives us an indication of what that means. They are, the word dedicate, consecrate, sanctify, and present. All of them are tied closely together. The word dedicate means to set apart as clean and holy unto the Lord. There, set apart from sin, set apart unto God for His use. Consecrate means to be given fully unto. And we are to do that. We are to relinquish our own power, our own control of our life, because it's not ours. We recognize it belongs to Him, and we relinquish that control and power unto the Lord. The word sanctify means about the same thing as dedicate there, to be set apart. Present has to do with what we find in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, where it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice unto God, unto the Lord. And that is our reasonable service, it goes on to say. It is what we should expect as our response in service of worship unto the Lord. So all of these give us a little a hint there. It's not just an outward presentation of our body, by the way, but it's an inward preparation of our heart. You saw, as I mentioned there in our song service, all of the songs that I chose for us to sing this morning were songs dealing with our heart. We have, create in me a clean heart, O Lord. We have, as the deer, did you catch when you were singing it? You alone are my heart's desire. We should have that desire for the Lord. Give me a servant's heart. Keep your heart. Keep your heart. Keep your heart with all diligence. A tender heart there, the last one that we sang. And as I mentioned in the invitation, we're going to sing, Search Me, O God, and Know My Heart. That should be our desire as we reflect upon it. Because the heart is deceitful above all things, God says. Do you trust your heart? I can't trust mine. I entrust mine to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And I have to rely upon Him to give me the heart that I need, to respond in the way that I need. And He can search my heart and know more about what's there than what I even can recognize, because He sees even the motives and intent of the heart. The Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. We think of that primarily as the Word of God written, but it goes on to talk about Him in that passage. It's the Word of God that's living, and He searches our heart, and He uses His Word, and we praise the Lord for it. And so it's not just an outward presentation, but it's an inward preparation of the heart. God, and then through the Bible, has much to say about our heart. Some 762 times it is mentioned. From the very first, we find in Genesis 6 and verse 5, just before the flood, every imagination of the thoughts of man's heart was only evil continually. Man had a sick heart at that time. Even to the last, or near the last, in 1 John 3:20-21, it says, if our heart condemn us, or if our heart condemn us not, speaking primarily, I believe, about our conscience that it's talking about, having an accusing conscience or a clear conscience. We had a message not long ago dealing with that particular subject. God tells us to love with all of our heart. He tells us to serve and to worship and to work with all of our heart. The emphasis then that we see on this inward preparation of the heart is so important for us to understand. We need to understand the kind of heart that God desires from us. And I believe that kind of heart is one that is prepared and ready to serve the Lord, to serve Him. I want us to look at three types of hearts this morning. I've entitled the message, A Heart for Service. Father, I pray that you'd allow us to look at your word and see the kind of heart that you desire. Lord, our hearts don't always mesh with what you desire. And I pray that you would help us to see today and to make sure that we surrender our heart unto you, our life unto you, to be used by you, not just in this week of vacation, Bible school, but I pray that you would help us to surrender to you, that we throughout even this summer, in every aspect of opportunities that we have, that you may be in control. Thank you, Father, for what you're going to do, and we ask your blessing now in Jesus' name. Amen. First thing I want us to see is in Psalm 51. We sing about it. Create in me a clean heart, O God, is found there. In the background of Psalm 51, this is King David writing, and Stephen Bredemeyer read a scripture this morning out of this passage, and it's King David's confession of his sin, not just the sin with Bathsheba of adultery, but there was the cover-up, there was the lying, there was the scheming, there was even murder involved. All of this that he kept quiet from some time and said that his bones ached within him, he described, when he did not speak out to admit and confess his sin. But here he did. He says, have mercy on me in verse 1. O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. His confession is tied there to the mercy of God. And ours are also. If it were not for God's mercies, oh, we should be blotted out ourselves. But it is God's mercy that is willing to blot out our transgressions, to remove our sin as far as the east is from the west. He is willing to do it. Wash me thoroughly, verse 2, from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. You remember the first sin when God confronted Adam. He didn't say, oh, it's my sin. He said, the woman that you gave me. When he confronted Eve, she said, it's the serpent, his fault. But God wants us to come clean and say, Lord, I acknowledge it's my sin. It's my fault. I was wrong. You know, some people have a hard time saying those words. Why? Say it out loud. Pride. Pride won't let us admit that we were wrong. And we'll struggle with that. But we need to realize that's what confession is. It's acknowledging my transgression and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, etc. And so what does he say as he confesses his sin unto the Lord? He says there, create in me a clean heart, verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cleanse me. Make me anew again. Verse 12, restore unto me something that I lost when I sinned. What was it? The joy of thy salvation. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then, underline the word then in red. Because it's only after that we acknowledge our sin and confess it unto the Lord, and the Lord restores us unto a proper walk and fellowship with Him. Only then will I teach transgressors their ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. We could say it's only then, only when I acknowledge my sin and I confess it unto the Lord and the Lord forgives me and restores the joy of that salvation and that right spirit within me. Only then can I serve in Vacation Bible School. Only then will these children be taught God's Word properly. God wants to use a clean vessel. We are to have, first of all, a service with a clean heart. 2 Timothy chapter 2 says pretty much the same thing. In verse 19, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. And then in verse 21, it says, if a man therefore purge himself from these, in other words, if he keeps his sin confessed unto the Lord, right with him, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified. There's one of our words that we talked about. sanctified, set apart, and meet or fit, fitting for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work, ready for every good work. We need to be workers that are ready to be used by God, and the first step with that is having a clean heart. Service with a clean heart. Secondly, Exodus 35. Exodus 35. In Exodus 35, if you'll flip over there, God's talking to Moses about the tabernacle. He gave Moses specific instructions for the design of the tabernacle, for its materials, the workmanship, all of it laid out. God told Moses to receive offerings from the people of the gold and silver and things that he needed in order to have the materials. First, I'll read in Exodus 25 and verse 2, where Moses says, "Speak unto the children of God," said there for Moses, "speak unto the children of Israel, that they may bring me an offering of every man that gives it willingly with his heart, ye shall take my offering." Now, what kind of a heart does God desire? First of all, a clean heart, but service with a willing heart. Here in Exodus 35, the same instructions. In verse 5, we read, "Take ye from among you an offering unto the Lord. Whosoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it, an offering of the Lord, gold and silver and brass and et cetera," what they were to bring. They were to come with a willing heart. Look with me at their response over in verses 20 and following. "And all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses, and they came, every one whose heart stirred him up, and every one whom his spirit made willing. And they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, and for all his service, and for the holy garments. And they came, both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted, and brought bracelets, etc." We have here emphasized before us in so many different ways the same truth, that we are to come unto the Lord with a willing heart. We're to serve the Lord with a willing heart. Let me ask you something. Why are you serving the Lord today? Why are you going to serve the Lord this next week of Vacation Bible School? Because, well, I guess they need some help, and ain't nobody else doing it, I guess I'll do it. That sounds real willing to me. You know what else it sounds like? What the Apostle Paul described as wood, hay, and stubble that'll be burned up and not count for anything. We need to have willing hearts when we come into the Lord to serve Him. A willing heart. I'll remind you of over in Philippians chapter 2. It's given to us here a description of the Lord Jesus Christ. And very familiar verses in verses 6 and following speaks of Jesus Christ, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself a form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Here we have the Lord Jesus Christ described. The infinite God willingly gave himself to be made in the likeness of man. The Creator and King of heaven willingly gave himself to become a servant of man. The ever-living God willingly gave himself to die, not just any death, but a cross death. Excuse me. And what does verse 5 say, leading us into these thoughts? "Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus, who willingly gave." We're to have the same mindset. We're to follow his example. Service with a willing heart. And then in 2 Chronicles 31, 2 Chronicles 31, we have here King Hezekiah. Hezekiah was a good king of Judah. This was during the divided kingdom, 10 tribes of Israel and 2 tribes of Judah. Here was Judah's king, Hezekiah, as a good king. And we see the testimony that he had of wholehearted service unto the Lord in verses 20 and 21. 2 Chronicles 31, 20 and 21. And thus did Hezekiah throughout all Judah, and wrought that which was good and right and truth before the Lord his God. He was a good king. And, verse 21, and in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, and in the law, and in the commandments to seek his God, he did it how? He did it with all of his heart and prospered. Service with our whole heart is what we're talking about. Service with all that we have. It involves zeal, putting forth effort in our service of the Lord. That's how we are to serve Him. You think about the some Olympic athletes. Matter of fact, I think you could probably say every Olympic athlete. Only one of them got a gold medal in their competition, but it didn't mean that they didn't put forth their best effort. You think about with weightlifting, those guys and I guess gals too were out there and they were putting forth every inch of strength that they had to get every ounce of weight that they could. Those that ran in the sprints put forth every effort, leaning even at the end, because the difference between gold and fourth place may only be just a few inches. And they gave it everything they had. Zeal, effort, wholehearted. Whatever the event, the same thing can be said for these athletes, because they knew that the only way that they could be what they should be to represent their country was to put forth every ounce of energy they had to compete. Should not we, in representing our country, for our citizenship is in heaven, should not we put forth the same zeal of effort in our service of our Lord in all that we do? We are to serve Him wholeheartedly. We're instructed and encouraged by the Apostle Paul with the same thoughts in Colossians 3, verse 23, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men. We're serving. This week, there'll be a lot of young people that'll be in your class. There'll be some that'll be so nice and kind and sweet, and there'll be others that are not. There'll be a little more needing of patience on our part. But you know, God loves every one of them. Every one of them have needs, and we ought to be wanting to do it as unto the Lord, not just unto kids. And so we serve the Lord Christ. Verse 24, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. We will receive even a reward if we have done it properly. And that's what we read here in 2 Chronicles 31. He did that service of the house of the Lord and to seek his God. He did it with all of his heart, and he did what? And prospered. What does that mean? It means that God blessed his effort that he put forth with all of his heart. He brought about a result that was there. God blessed him, and that's what we want as well. Wholehearted service will always be rewarded. So we have service with a clean heart, service with a willing heart, and service with our whole heart is what God is looking for. It's been said, excuse me, before that the heart of the matter is a matter of the heart. And that's what we're talking about today. The heart of the matter, the center of the problem, sometimes is the heart. Our heart, our service to the Lord, that statement is so true. And we need to evaluate our heart. We need to make sure that our heart is clean, ready for service. Should be obvious. We ought to make sure that we are willing, we have a heart that's willing, available for service. Are you available to be used of the Lord? And are you ready to serve God with all your heart, energetically? You know, I think about the camps, Christian camps that goes on. Our teams just got back from the Edge, a Christian camp this past week. Some of them went down, and the counselors that are there, the counselors at the Wiles, by the time you get to their last week of camp for the summer, you think, you know, these counselors have been going wide open all summer long. And on the weekends when the campers are gone, they have the responsibility of cleaning up and getting things ready for the next week. There's a lot of effort that goes on. We're just looking at 1 week. But the point is this. God can help us be and do all that He wants us to accomplish. And the devil has been working. Yes, he has. And he tries to discourage us. And sometimes he can. But we need to be reminded that the battle is not ours, it's the Lord's. Amen. We need to be reminded that Paul says it's in that thorn of the flesh, it's when I am weak that I'm strong. Or can we say he is strong in us and through us? Because we're looking to him. May we look to him this week because we're weak. May we look to him even more so because we're tired. May we look to him because we recognize that our heart needs it. So, Lord, search me and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Your service that will last for eternity. Every head bow and think about this. Vance Havner once said, maybe he said it many times, but I read it. He said he used to pray, Lord, use me. And then later on, he said, I quit praying that prayer. He says, now I pray, make me usable. Because he said, the Lord wants to use us if we would just be made usable. Are you usable today? Whether it is teaching in a class, helping in a class, keeping points, whether it's in the nursery, with the refreshments or with the games, in whatever capacity that you are going to be serving the Lord this next week, this week starting tonight, are you doing it? Ready to be used of him? A ready heart. Father, I pray that each one of us, that you would search our hearts and reveal unto us. Lord, you don't have to search it to reveal unto yourself. You know everything. Help us to see our heart the way you see us. And mend that which is lacking, that which is broken. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.